Igloo vs. Coleman Cooler 2021, what is the best for you? This blog post will compare two popular brands, Igloo vs. Coleman Cooler. Each has its positives and negatives, but we'll try to help you make an informed decision about which one might be right for you. The weather is heating up, and summer is coming. With that comes a lot of outdoor activities like camping, hiking, and fishing. You'll want to stay hydrated when you're out in the wilderness, so it's important to find the best cooler for your needs. We hope this helps with your quest to find the perfect cooler for your next outing. Happy camping! What is Coleman Cooler? https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=L4NTS992W_8 Coleman Cooler is a brand of cooler. In the USA, it was established in Texas in 1924 by W.C. Coleman, who started as a garage mechanic and got involved with refrigerators, building his own to meet his needs, same story for Toyota. His company became one of the most respected names in the coolers industry, producing hard-sided coolers for almost 90 years now. He built an icebox for himself, from scrap materials. The business took off when he designed an icebox he called the Arctic Ice Chest. He made them out of wood and sold them only on his porch, using that money to purchase truck parts so that he could make more and sell at reasonable prices. He found a new way to produce those coolers and use a rubber liner to keep the food cold. Coleman Cooler has also sold many other well-known products such as lanterns, electric fans, portable heaters, charcoal grills, and camping stoves. They even have refrigerators that run on electricity or propane for home use. What is Igloo Cooler? Igloo Cooler is also a cooler brand and was established in 1947 by David Wigren Sr., younger brother of Ray Wigren. He started Refrigiware, one of the first companies dedicated to producing insulated clothing. David's son Dan joined him in 1964 when they saw an opportunity to create igloo-shaped ice chests under their new company name, Igloo Corporation. Igloo became a household name very quickly. The company started by making igloos, but in the 70s, they switched their focus to soft-sided coolers. Today Igloo coolers are made by Igloo Corporation, Igloo Cooler Group, and Outdoor Igloo Partners. Igloo has been expanding its line of products over the years. Fridges, thermoelectric coolers, ice machines, water bottles, and camping stoves are among some of them. Igloo now holds a 3% market share in the United States alone. I've always thought that it was weird IGL0O had cooler in their company name because they make more than just coolers. Coolers have come a long way since Igloo started, though, as Igloo now offers a full range of products to match everyone's needs. Coleman and Igloo comparison. There are many similarities between an Igloo and Coleman coolers, such as their portable propane grills or other small household appliances. Coleman also has several accessories that go with their products like boxes for storing food, ice packs, extra wheels, igloo-shaped coolers, etc. They both have hard-sided and soft-sided coolers and even similar color schemes. Igloo is normally marketed towards more rural people who will use them more frequently than someone who lives in the city. Most sales happen around the 4th of July. Still, they do not get nearly as much recognition on the forums as Coleman does, perhaps because Igloo doesn't spend as much money advertising its brand? The Igloo vs. Coleman debate usually ends up being Igloo vs. Yeti, though, as Igloo and Yeti are the best brands in this category. I hope you find this Igloo vs. Coleman comparison useful. If you need more information about either of these companies, please read these Igloo cooler reviews or Coleman cooler reviews. Materials. Both Igloo and Coleman coolers are made of high-density polyethylene plastic, which makes them durable and light. They are also UV-resistant and have waterproof seals to ensure the temperature inside remains constant for a long time. Igloo manufactures their plastics, while Coleman uses RTP, relative thermal performance, rated plastic from the Interplastic Corporation. This custom blend has very low moisture absorption during production, making it less brittle on impact, so it doesn't break. Igloo Cooler is resistant to cracking or scratching due to its thick shell. Still, Igloo ice chests are known to crack easier than other hard-sided coolers because Igloo manufactures those out of cheaper cold-form FRP, fiberglass-reinforced plastic, which Igloo then overcoats with polyethylene. Overall design. These Igloo vs. Coleman coolers are both available in various sizes, shapes, and colors, perhaps just about any color you could want. Igloo wheeled coolers come in three styles, an Igloo ice chest, Igloo freezer, and Igloo sport cooler. The Igloos have very rounded corners, while the Coleman models have straight angled corners. IGL00 also makes their hard-sided coolers almost seem like they're suspended from a chain due to the way they attach the handles to the cooler's body. Some people find this completely annoying, though, as it results in having to bend over to load the cooler. Coleman makes wheeled coolers of different sizes with rounded corners, which means they're easier to load and unload. Remember, Igloo coolers are usually stocked in places like sports stores. Igloo also used square corners until recently, but I'm not sure if this is a cost downgrade or Igloo's response to Coleman's popular rounder lines of hard side and soft side super tough wheeled coolers, which I'll talk about more in detail shortly. Igloo ice chest versus Coleman coolers. Igloo wheeled coolers have a hard lid cover that pops open from hinge points, while Coleman has a flip top lid. Capacities and styles. Igloo and Coleman come in many sizes, with Igloo ranging from 8 to 50 quarts, while Coleman has sizes ranging from 10 to 100 quarts. Igloos also used premium insulation inside their larger coolers like Igloo Marine Ultra Ice HD Series coolers. This is a step up from the R value of Igloo's typical double wall design, although both Igloo and Coleman use thick polyurethane insulation. Igloo Marine Ultra Ice HD cooler has an extra 3 inches of foam between its walls. This gives Igloo an edge over other hard-sided coolers as it provides extra durability against crushing force impact. Igloo bubble top versus Coleman wheeled coolers also have a water-resistant interior that can be wiped clean. In contrast, the Igloo Marine Ultra Ice HD series cooler uses Igloo's premium insulation in its walls. Igloo Marine Ultra Ice HD cooler is Igloo's biggest hard side cooler with a capacity of 120 quarts and measures width 24 inches by, height 30.5 inches by, depth 25.75 inches. It only weighs 76 pounds, though. Coleman has two main styles for their wheeled coolers, Coleman wheeled soft cover ice chest, and Coleman wheeled tough products with their low profile rigid lid to keep things cold inside even if the outer shell gets punctured or dented. Making the Igloo vs. Coleman battle much closer, Igloo Marine Ultra Ice HD series coolers are insulated with Igloo's dual-layer insulation technology, while the Igloo Sport cooler is different from other Igloos because it has a hard lid that slides into place instead of requiring hinges to open. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=uizosisiska Durability. The Igloo vs. Coleman showdown when it comes to durability is pretty even. Igloo and Coleman both make wheeled soft and hard-sided coolers as well as Igloos and Colemans in various sizes ranging from small, which can fit in your backpack for hiking or biking trips, up to big enough to hold 100 cans. Igloo and Coleman also have some coolers that are so big they're able to hold a large Igloo or Coleman water dispenser inside, which is convenient if you're planning on having people over for a barbecue or when you plan to go camping. Weight. The Igloo vs. Coleman guide also shows Igloos and Colemans weighing between 33 pounds to 86 pounds. Igloo coolers are typically about 50% lighter than Coleman coolers. Igloos use a mix of polypropylene plastic for the outer shell and foam insulation, which gives Igloos that floating effect because of how they attach the handles to the cooler's body. Igloo wheels on Igloo wheeled ice chests can be easily removed if you want your Igloo hard side cooler to become more compact. Price. The price of Igloos and Coleman's depends on their size, brand name, and extra features like seats or cup holders included. Igloo ice chests are usually cheaper than Coleman coolers. Still, Igloos, in general, aren't as widely available as the more popular and commonplace Colemans. Even Igloo coolers that cost a few dollars less tend to either get sold out or be very old supply. Igloo's BPA-free water bottles come in blue, green, and clear colors with 20-ounce capacities, while Igloo has also released a soft-sided cooler for road trips known as the Igloo Sport Cooler. Ice retention versus hardware. Igloo coolers have a more rounded body shape, and the Igloo vs. Coleman showdown shows that Igloos are typically longer and taller than conventional rectangular-shaped coolers. Igloo ice chests are lighter in weight, lighter in color with transparent lids, while igloos and Coleman's usually come in two colors, white or gray. Igloos also have handles that need to be removed if you want to make the igloo hard side cooler more compact, while Coleman's have hinges on their doors to make them easier to use and harder to close. A note about prepping your cooler. Igloo vs. Coleman Showdown shows that igloos require some assembly for its lids latches, and igloo hard side coolers are a little less user-friendly if you want to compress or flatten your igloo because there's extra hardware to remove, unlike Coleman's. Igloos also use glue in the seams between the outer shell and insulation to seal things inside, so igloos need time for the glue to dry before it can be filled with ice and kept cold. How to choose the right cooler for you? Igloo vs. Coleman Showdown shows that both igloos and Coleman's have various sizes like small, medium, and large that will fit your needs. How many people do you plan on having over? How long of a trip do you have planned where it can sit outside in the hot sun and not get melted or broken? Igloo vs. Coleman comparison shows that igloos are designed to be light, packable, portable, while Coleman's are made for being durable enough to be used as a seat or step. Igloo coolers also tend to float on water because of how they're built. The Igloo hardside cooler has 75% less steel in its shell than comparable Coleman wheeled ice chests. The Igloo vs. Coleman Showdown is pretty even when it comes down to materials used in the production of igloos and Coleman's. You have two good choices depending on personal preference and what you plan on using your cooler for. You'll always want to store igloos in a cool, dry place, and the Igloo vs. Coleman guide shows you want to keep igloos out of direct sunlight, too. Igloos will eventually break down under extreme temperatures, so igloo hard side coolers are not airtight. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=hmvtdhgxv3k. FAQs. What's the best cooler for the money? Igloo vs. Coleman Showdown shows igloos are a little cheaper than Coleman's, but igloos don't have the same variety of sizes and colors that you can find in most department stores. Igloo coolers cost more money during summer sales or off-season, so igloos are best for long-term use, and igloos will keep ice frozen even if you don't think it's possible. Search for https://www.forbes.com/sites/forbes-personal-shopper/2021/06/14/best-coolers/. What is the best brand of cooler? Igloo vs. Coleman comparison shows that Igloo has always delivered quality by innovating with features that make hardside coolers easier to store, and igloos offer great value for its price point. At the same time, people tend to stick with what they know, especially when it comes down to Coleman versus Igloo. Source, https://www.goodhousekeeping.com/travel-products/g2137/best-coolers/. What size cooler should I buy? A lot of Igloo vs. Coleman Showdown show igloos can be used as lunchboxes, boats, cars, and inside refrigerators. Igloos are versatile pieces of equipment that you don't want to leave home without. Igloo vs. Coleman comparison shows igloos fall between 2 cubic feet and 5 cubic feet in size. In comparison, Coleman's typically range from 7 cubic feet to a whopping 108 cubic ft, though most people will never use more than about two-thirds of their cooler's capacity. Read on, https://www.westmarine.com/westadvisor/buyers-guide-to-coolers. Is Yeti going out of business? A lot of Igloo vs. Coleman Showdown show igloos are rated to last up to 30 years if built properly, while igloos have a one-year warranty. Igloo coolers will not rust or corrode because igloo coolers are made with plastic shells insulated with foam, and Igloo has been in the cooler business for almost 100 years, so igloos shouldn't be worried about going out of business anytime soon since igloos know how to make quality products that hold their value over time. If you liked this article on Igloo vs. Coleman, please comment below and share it. Click here, https://www.outsideonline.com/outdoor-gear/gear-news/yeti-coolers-withdraws-its-eco/. Conclusion. The Igloo vs. Coleman debate is a hot topic when it comes to which cooler you should buy. Both have their pros and cons, so there's no right or wrong answer. What's important for you is finding what best suits your needs and lifestyle. Publican Onker has options available from the high-end Yeti coolers down to lower-priced brands like Coleman and Rubbermaid. If you need help deciding on an option that would work well for your situation, our experts are always happy to chat with customers about how they can find the perfect cooler. Some comparison posts you will like: best Igloo cooler brand, Coleman Extreme cooler versus Yeti 2021. What is the best for you?